the board members did come in and hold their December board meeting. As we've talked about before, they have a board meeting every month by law. December is no exception to that. So today they had their meeting. It was rather quick. However, we did cover some interesting ground. First of all, as you know, we update the numbers every month for the board, and we noticed this month some softening in the participation rate. As you know, it's been going up since we got the automatic enrollment in place, and people have been contributing sooner. It's gone from 82 to 85.5, but it dropped a little bit to 85.2 this month. So we went in and took a look at that and saw three potential issues that may have some may resonate with participants. First of all, hardship withdrawals normally increase this time of year, and this year is no exception. People need some extra funds, and if they get into a bind, they can take a hardship withdrawal. If they do, however, they're not allowed to contribute their own funds for 6 months. Mm-hmm. So that's always something to keep in mind, because you're foregoing those matching contributions as well for that full 6 months. So that's one element. Secondly, we believe that the and I can't prove this yet, but we'll get the numbers next month. That retirements are starting to kick in, and people are coming out of the numerator, meaning they're not contributing, but we haven't gotten their separation information yet, so they're still staying in the denominator. And we think that that will come around next month when we get that information. And then finally, and we always warn about this, but some always do, they may hit the contribution limits before the end of the year. Now, if you're CSRS or Uniform Services, that's not a problem. But if you're FERS and you're not putting in money every pay period, you're not going to get matching contributions for that pay period. So there is a lesson to be learned there.
I think it's good that you're tracking the participation rate, but it seems to me, I'm just guessing, but 85.5 to 85.2, that's almost a statistical anomaly, isn't it? I mean, that's not really significant statistically, is it?
That's right. No, it's not. However, it is when you're a plan of 4.5 million participants.
Well, that's true.
It can be a fairly large number of people. That's right. The other thing we took a look at today, or one other thing, were the returns as we approach the end of the year. And unfortunately, December has not been a great month. And as you know, we've had a kind of a rocky up and down year. At this point, through Friday, we have three funds in positive territory for the year: the G fund with 2.38 positive growth, F fund 7.77% positive growth, and the L income fund with 1.54% positive growth. All of the others are in negative territory. The C fund down 1.06, S fund down 5.95, I fund down 14.46, L funds other down between 1.3 and 3.3. So it'll take a real surge to eke out an annual increase this year in those funds.
I'm looking at the S&P 500 trend for the month, which is what the C fund. I'm mixing up my funds today.
No, you got it.
I normally just throw them out there like I know what I'm talking about. And the C is trending slightly down, it looks like, for the month of December. There's no Santa Claus rally this year that like they talk about some Decembers.
That's right. Yeah, I'm looking at, as of Friday, month to date was down 2.10. So that's not a real good no Santa Claus rally.
Yeah. As you go back to and talk about the end of the year, I mentioned this is the last board meeting of the year, but it's not the last business to be done this year. What are some of the, are there dates that I should be keeping in mind if I want to do certain things in my account between now and January?
Absolutely. And what I'd recommend is that you go to our website, and it's right on the main page of the website, year-end processing schedule, it's called. Click on that if you're anticipating some type of transaction between now and the end of the year, and you'll see the dates. First of all, the dates when we're operating, then the cutoff dates for activities that will be reported to the IRS as 2011 events, and then when it switches over and we'll be reporting other transactions, withdrawals primarily, as events for taxable year 2012. And then I guess I had one other item, if you've got a moment, of some interest. This is simply a freestanding statistic, but one that means something to me as I prepare for my retirement as a CSRS employee.
Well, don't bring that up again. It makes me cry.
As I look at these numbers, I see that the number of active participants in the TSP covered by CSRS dropped by 5,000 in the month of November, down to 194,000. So it looks like a lot of CSRSers are moving smartly off into retirement, and we'll probably see a fairly large number of CSRSers joining that group for the month of December as well.
You will be greatly missed, Tom.
Well, thank you very much.
You and your CSRS colleagues and your dedicated service for all these years.
Well, I'm not gone yet, so let's not write the epitaph quite yet.
No, I'm. It's not like I'm writing your obituary or anything, my friend.
Okay.
I'm just helping you prepare for your retirement.
Right.
How does that compare overall to the number of CSRS people that are in? 5,000 leaving is relative to what?
Relative to 194,000.
Okay, so still quite a few hanging around.
That's right, but we've lost in the last 12 months 36,000.
Oh, wow.
So it's rapidly depleting.